Today's best hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And this story, Jill, is it's from the land down under.
Ooh.
I'm down there in Australia.
I want to go there.
And this, there's just a lot of strange things to this story. It's an elderly couple in Australia. They mistakenly signed for a package that was sent to the wrong address.
Oh.
And I think that is the first part of the story.
Don't you usually make sure it's addressed to you?
See, that's what
I mean, then you also assume the person bringing it to you is bringing it to the correct place.
Right.
That too.
I guess. You know, I guess, you know, you look at it, you go, okay, now was it delivered to their address and that was the wrong address?
Right.
Or was it, you know.
That's what I keep thinking.
And that's what apparently it was. It was like they put their address on it. But, I mean, if your name's not on it and it's sent to the wrong address, I don't know that I want to sign for it.
Right. I don't know about all that.
Maybe that's where they start off by saying it's an elderly couple. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so what happened was they opened it then.
Naturally.
And I don't know that I would do that.
No.
You sign for it. I mean, it may blow up on you or something. I don't know. But, it just happened to contain $10 million worth of meth.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did the people know that? Or
see, that's what I wanted.
At least $10 million.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I happen to have had $10 million worth sent to me. And so the pair in the Melbourne suburb, they quickly call police. After the box holding 44 pounds of meth wound up in their possession.
And then were they like, wait, this isn't ours.
Yeah. And the detective said the couple was unsure about the package that was delivered to them in the first place. And they asked each other if they ordered anything.
Is that from Amazon?
Yeah, it's like, I didn't
did you get us
anything.
Something for our anniversary, sweetie?
Yes, yeah. Oh, crikey, I got me some meth, you know? And we're talking.
That's nice.
Right, yeah. Well, honey, I was going to surprise you with it, but you went and opened
surprise.
It. Yeah, guess what? Here's $10 million worth of meth. And, you know,
you're welcome.
Yeah, we have no retirement. And so police ultimately seized the drug bundle. And then.
Gosh, that's scary.
Track down the suspect responsible. Because this is the other weird part of the story. Who sends $10 million worth of meth in the mail?
Right. And how does it get through?
And how do you send it to the wrong address? If I am behind...
Double check that thing.
I know. If I am, you know, dealing in $10 worth of meth, which I'm not...
But if I was...
If I were, I think that I would triple check the address. I mean, it's
yeah,
just
100%.
Something I would do. And...
so not okay.
So,
I just am weirded out, yes, that it got through the
right.
customs
and
wherever.
Well, it was from Melbourne to Melbourne, so it wasn't
know, but
from
I mean,
another...
Like, yeah. It would still think it... I don't know. Don't you still think it goes through like an X-ray thing?
Well, do we? I don't know a lot about the Down Under and how they do their mail service
the
there.
The Down Under.
Yeah. But here's
they
the...
They clearly need to change it because
well,
it's not working.
Here's the thing. He's 21 years old. 21-year-old Zeeling Ma of Melbourne. Is in the process of,
crazy.
Of being a dealer at 21. So I guess you have to wonder, is he just independently wealthy at first? You know, did he inherit
right.
money from his parents? Because otherwise, somebody has to be fronting him some money to do this.
Well, those people just turned him in.
Right. And so...
now he's sitting in the clink,
right.
I would imagine.
But here's what the detective said, which is... Right. Basically what we just said. When you think about it, $10 million worth of drugs sent to the wrong address, that's quite incredible to comprehend that someone could be that sloppy.
Seriously.
And so check this out. Investigators raided an address in the suburb that was tied to him and found an additional 44 pounds of meth.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Dude.
So basically,
he's got a business going.
He does. At 21, he's dealing with basically $20 million worth of
wow.
worth of meth. So,
that's insane.
Yeah, right. It's like, dude, you you apparently, in a short period of time on this earth, have quite a spreadsheet. Do you use Excel? Do you try to, you know, what accounting program are you using to be able to, like, track all of this? Apparently, you need a new mailing system, but that's a moot point now because you're gone.
None of it matters now.
So
you out.
And the elderly couple, you know, is now making sure. making sure that the drugs go to the rightful owners and get distributed properly.
$10 million.
Yeah. So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.